By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Vice President-elect Joe Biden, a Vice President-elect Joe Biden, I should say, named his top officials to deal with the country's coronavirus ravaged economy, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. Biden's latest appointments underscore the incoming president's promise to create a top rung of officials that demographically looks like America, one staffed with several female appointees and people of color. Biden is preparing to take office at his inauguration as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. The World Health Organization says it is very worried about the rapidly growing surge of coronavirus cases in Brazil and Mexico. Mexico's cumulative COVID death rate stands at 105,000. Brazil has recorded more than 172,000 deaths from COVID-19, second only to the United States, which has reported more than 267,000 deaths. Meanwhile, drug maker Moderna said Monday it is seeking emergency authorization, that is, in the U.S. and Europe to distribute its coronavirus vaccine after tests showed it is 94% effective. The request comes shortly after another drug company, Pfizer-BioNTech, sought the same emergency authorization. If granted, inoculations in the U.S. could begin as soon as mid-December. Meantime, the WHO, urging nations to carefully consider the ski season risk, said that while the risk of catching the coronavirus is low on the slopes, crowded airports and restaurants could help spread the virus. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.